Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the NJ Podcast. This podcast aims to share stories, tips, and insights about achieving success while having fun. From topics ranging from personal development to business, entertainment, and sports, the podcast will have conversations with experts and people in their respective fields. The podcast will also share insights from Jabra James's published and upcoming books. The tagline, which is the theme of the podcast, is "Success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal." This means that you are doing what you have always wanted to do because it is aligned with your highest values, and this is the only way you can live a truly fulfilled life. Your host, Jabra James. Hey everyone, this is NJ here, the host of the NJ Podcast, and welcome back to another episode on the conversations element of the show. Remember that the theme of this podcast is that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That means you're going after what you've always wanted to go after because it's aligned with your highest values, and that is the only way for you to live a truly fulfilled and inspired life. And we speak with people from all walks of life, DJs, entertainers, doctors, lawyers. It doesn't matter where you come from, because everyone has got a story to share and a message to give, and we can all learn inspirational stories and success stories from everyone's journey. And on the show today, we've got a duo. Yes, we've got a duo. We've got a dancing duo. We've got a DJing duo. We've got a ratchet duo. And I'm joking.
Name them all.
They're not the ratchet duo here. So they're quite talented. I mean, the first time I got introduced to them was at Afro Biza. It's the Afro Biza festival that's run by Dylan. Dylan, you come to the show. We need to get you on here so we can have your story on. And you guys saved the festival. I'll tell you why. Before we even get started, let me tell you why. So, you know, it's a festival for Afrotech, and you know, it's Afro Biza, African being the operative word.
Right.
So the first time they had dancers on. I'm not racist, by the way. I love all my people. Yeah. You get that, sir? I'm not racist.
I'm really eager to hear
But they organized white Caucasian dancers. Why are you laughing? They organized Caucasian dancers, ne? So, generally speaking, from a feature perspective, like your body, you sisters have something that white dancers don't necessarily have.
Okay.
They show you flames in the leg department, nothing you can do about there. Show you flames in the head department, you can't do anything about it there. But then everything else, there's, you know, there's...
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Yeah. So then they were there, and then, like, they were dancing, and then Dylan was playing his normal sets. The Afrotech sets, and then it was off, man. It was like the rhythm and how they were dancing, it was off. And then I'm like, this is not African.
It's not.
This is not Afro Biza. Like, you play Afrotech and you try to imagine them dance to Gom. Imagine what was going to happen then.
Yeah.
So they were there, and I was like, yo, we need to get some sisters up in here. So that they, you know, can get to the flavor. Then you guys came in. I'm like, yeah, we're done. We're saved. We're saved. You saved the festival. So thank you very much for that. So, yeah. So you guys go by the stage name Uncool Angels. Did I get that right? All right, cool. So I want you to introduce yourselves, how you guys came up with the name, how you guys ended up getting started. When did you guys start as a duo? I don't know who wants to take the question first. Nana?
All right, my name is Nana, aka Lady N. I am in a group called Uncool Angels, so we are a duo with Ref. And I think before I can go into detail, Ref should explain who she is and where she's from. By the way, I'm from Soweto.
From Soweto? The southwestern townships.
Yes. So, yes, I'm from Soweto in the south, and yeah, Ref.
My name is Ref Rieka, Consent Chilwani, Wana Mupulana, all the way from Bushbuck Ridge.
Okay.
Yes, and yeah, from Uncool Angels.
From Uncool Angels, okay. So how did you guys, where does the name Uncool Angels come from, you know? Because I was looking at that, I'm like, where does the character come from? Because you could have said cool angels, but you said uncool angels, or you could have been angels. So, like, what was the genesis of the name?
Okay, so what happened is, so we are resident dancers. I don't know if I should mention the name. Okay, it's fine. We are resident dancers at Club Montana.
Sure.
That is in Rosebank. And Sumo, which is currently closed at the moment, it's going under renovation. It's going to be called Louis soon.
Yes.
So what happened is... there's other dancers there. It's not just me and Ref.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are there as a collective, we are called the energy crew.
Okay.
Because of we are the ones who bring hype, the energy, the vibes.
I remember seeing that. I was like, I'm confused. There's energy crew, then there's Uncle Angels. Yes.
So what happened is we went out this one night. I think it was my birthday tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to Gonka. So we had these American friends who really wanted to go to Gonka.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, sure. And then we went to Gonka nearly Monday.
It was a Monday.
Yes. We went to Gonka as a collective. The energy crew went there. We have girls who are called babes. Okay, they don't do much dancing. They just, you know, look like as models, dolls. Yes. We went as dancers, as the babes. And we were just out having fun. So now they were shooting. Gonka Live, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
And what happened is when the night progressed, we danced and the camera crew was on us, and it was when Naked Track was like the big season. Song.
Yeah.
And then we were just doing this dance routine
that we came up with.
And these guys were like, there's no way we're not going to shoot this content. And we've been sitting still the whole night because we don't want to take content because there's a bit of issues when it comes to us being in other clubs and in residency. They have this thing. Yeah. But anyway, the night progressed. We danced. We trended.
Oh, you trended?
After a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Hori.
There's these girls.
They were just... We want to be in this squad where you are out partying and people are just dancing. Yeah. Look at this style. Are they rehearsing? Where do they rehearse? Because everything was in sync. Little do they know. It was a routine that we've practiced. So manje now the night is pumping. It's one of our dance routines. You know. So it trended. We even ended up on the Chop Daily.
Yeah. Pick and choose.
Yeah, the local ones. You pick and choose SA Vibes. But the biggest was Chop Daily because now we're getting followers from everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
So now what we decided, guys, let's gravitate on whatever that is happening right now. Sharp. We're just dancers at a specific club.
Mm-hmm.
Let us, because you know what happens now? Like, social media it's a power tool for you to, you know, access and be everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's gravitate on whatever that is happening and gig. People are gonna wanna know who keep among those girls. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Let's gig, let's go, you understand? But obviously it doesn't jeopardize or deprive us going to work. Montana because work starts only at like 12:30. So we can start gigging 8 o'clock, 9, 10, 11, we somewhere or we hosting something, let's do something about this. Because now we're getting inboxes. We're
sliding into the DMs.
You understand? Hi, Sharp. Now, guys, let's go.
Yeah.
You ask the other guys. Guys, me and Ref, we know we have a plan. We don't want to just be club stagnant dancing, be at this specific place like for a long time. We've been doing club dancing for a long time. Before we were mothers.
What is a long time?
2014 from local youth, 2015.
Yes.
Yes, you guys have been at this. We've 2 years from now, it's a decade,
Why? No.
10 years.
Like, we'll still be in the same place now.
Okay.
We need to change something.
Okay, yeah, I see.
So, we started doing what people want to book us. People want us at their events. Now, we're asking the other team members, hey, guys, let's do so. Okay, they were not up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had their own reasons. We were like, okay, Rev, let's go. It's just the two of us. Asam. So what we did is...
Let's get this money.
Yeah. We called ourselves the Energy Crew Duo.
Yeah.
So that people can understand. Yeah.
It's just the two of us, not all of us. Yeah. Just the two.
Sure.
Now we're starting to geek. We are on posters. We're getting people. Hey, now it started being a problem.
Why?
The name.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. It doesn't matter if there's duo, but the brand.
People started having problems.
Yeah. What were they trying to do? They were trying to get you to stop using the name. What were they going to do to you if you carried on?
Apparently, it was used before for other dancers there at the club before us.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a page already. There was pictures. It was like...
So it was a branding issue.
Yeah. It was a branding issue. I was like, okay, cool. We don't want any issues. We'll come up with another name. Mm-hmm. And then one day we were performing at Montana. There's this guy called Uncle MC.
Uncle MC.
Yeah. He works with nice trendy song.
He works with Mapurisa.
Yes.
Yes.
He's got a lot of songs.
Yeah. Like, I want him here.
Yeah, we're going to tell him.
Tell him to come here.
Uncle Baba, Uzuile. Did you hear that? Make your way here.
So we're on stage and then we came off this from a set. It's like, you see the two of you.
Yeah.
You two. You are my uncle angels. Like,
okay,
must be used. Like, yeah, from now on, you're the uncle angels. Like, okay, cool.
We might did it first.
We might did, like, knowing that he's gonna be whatever he is right now.
He's big.
Big. He's
coming
all over.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, maybe it was fate.
Yeah.
You never know.
A week or two later, he kept on asking,
guys, niyabona ke? I told you guys, uncle angels. Yeah.
Why man, you got
you?
And then we sat down. We're like, "What do you think?" Anyway, they have a problem.
Yeah.
So
let's just run with it.
Yeah.
And we did.
Okay, that's good. So you guys were running with Uncle Angels because of the Uncle MC said, "Hey, you guys are my Uncle Angels."
And he was panting on it.
Yeah.
Because Shemi, he would root for us, and he knows. And we go on stage. Ha.
Give
love
for the Uncle Angels.
Yeah. They do. You know they do.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous but safe. So where do you guys get your dancing style from?
Mostly we are freestylers. So we watch different kind of genres. We watch Afrobeat, African dance, your kwasa kwasa, and then we come up with something. Just sit down, like, did you see that old dance movie? Let's just try and mix it up and mash it up with something new, and then we create something simple.
Yeah.
Sometimes we watch TikTok and then we take something from whatever that's been used, and then we change it a bit, and then it becomes our little.
Your little thing. You guys are on TikTok? You guys are on TikTok, right?
Yeah, but we're not that deep.
You guys are dancers and not using TikTok.
Wait. Rap is a TikToker.
I'm a TikToker.
More than me.
You're a TikToker.
Rap is a TikToker.
I do it a lot.
You do it a lot. Okay. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so
okay.
On the personal page. So we've been trying to push our own page as well, but I don't know. Nah, maybe I'm struggling to push the admin.
The admin.
Yo.
Oh,
and there's something. We are dancers. We're professional dancers.
Yeah.
I'll go in, dance, do a nice routine. Professional, clean, and then someone will just come and do something lazy, and then they'll get more likes, and repost. I'm like, okay,
and they have 125k likes.
I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
I'm doing it right,
I'm pointing, flexing. What am I doing wrong? Like,
and
they're just gonna come in flat footed and doing their own thing, looking lazy, and then I'm like,
I think I should just go on TikTok and do what they do.
Probably you'll get
so much followers.
So that's a little bit discouraging as a dancer.
Yeah.
Also on TikTok. That's why I do most funny gimmicks on TikTok. I don't do a lot of dancing. I'll do like acting, a little bit of like jokes, and then
Okay, all right. So then would you guys are in the genre of Afrotech, Gom, Three Step.
Mm-hmm.
Why those three?
Okay, to be honest, I've always been a girl that loved soulful house, deep house, even before I knew there was Afrotech now, because it feels like as the years go, there's a genre that is named like in a new name.
Mm.
Because back then, this kind of sound, I think it was called Tribal House,
or
something like that. So I used to love music like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to stop listening to that kind of music, even though whatever that is trending at this current moment.
Mm.
So, Shapu, piano's there. I'm a piano. We'll dance to whatever that is currently trending and whatever that is moving. But in my own space.
Yeah.
Deep house.
Oh,
soulful house.
Oh, no.
just for dancing, yes.
Yeah.
You understand? And then... Sharp, piano came in, happened, removing, but once I'm in my own space, I want my soulful house, I want my trouble house, I want my techno, you understand? Mm-hmm. So that's how I actually loved the genre from back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, growing up. Soul Candy days, we used to, my brothers used to buy CDs for Africanism, the YFM ones, I'll never forget. Yo, a lot.
Yeah. A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. So now that's where also the inspiration comes from, because my brothers were the ones who are actually listening to a lot of house music. Mm. Proper house music.
Hey. What's improper house music?
It's a lot. So expensive music. Expensive music is authentic. It always stays there. It doesn't rot.
So you can still listen to music from back then, from the love of the music, from the love of the house, and you'll still be like jamming to it. Like, so for me, I love tribal. I love the sound of drum beats at the back. Sounds of the wind, the ocean moving at the back. So that's what I love.
Okay.
And I also, when I dance, most of the time, if you watch, I don't dance to a normal beat that a person would dance to. I listen to the other sound that someone doesn't understand, and then that's what I dance to.
That's
why they think we dance differently, because we listen to the other sound, not the normal one. Okay, they're doing this, and there's another sound at the back that no one can't hear, but we can hear. So it's like spiritually.
Sure.
It's from inside. It's, of course. Yeah. From
Pakati Pakati.
Pakati Pakati.
Inside. I'd say it's a spiritual thing.
It's a spiritual thing. The way we dance, sometimes it's like healing.
It is.
We are transitioning from whatever we were when we walked in. Hi, how are you? To a different person. They'll be like, oh my gosh, did you see yourself on stage? You're like, what?
No, I'm on stage. I didn't see myself.
I didn't see. And then they'll show you
video dancing. Like, how do I see myself?
Yeah. Look at yourself.
It's like you're in a trend.
Yeah. So that's why we love Afrotech. It has that that sound. That makes you just want to close your eyes. Like, you know what? I'm alone right now. I'm on stage.
Of course.
Let me just do my thing. And people love it.
Yeah.
I was shocked on our last Afrobeza event. People were like, yo, oh my God. Oh. And then the smoke machine makes it look like...
Like you
understand that?
Like in a different dimension.
Yes.
Yeah.
The connection as well. Because, you know, we get a couple of people when we dance, me and Rev, they're like, you and Rev sometimes look at each other. And it's like you communicating about something. You're like, really? We're like, okay, what's next? Okay, let's go.
It's telepathy.
Yeah, this is something. Because also you can meditate with the music as well. You see, like how Riff is also explaining. You can meditate. You can dance. You can... So with all these other genres,
So
you guys do a don't dance to like EDM, like for example Martin Garrix's music, David Guetta's music. You guys don't jam.
We are versatile, by the way.
Started
with ballet,
contemp.
She done contemporary.
So you started with contemporary and ballet
and hip hop.
I did ballet first, and then I went to guitar after. But I realized, you know what? I love jiva more than dancing. I love jiva more than dancing.
The retributivity is real.
Come on.
And then what happens to you guys when Gom comes on? What happens?
You don't want to know.
I want to know. I'm asking the question.
The wigs come on. and then
I don't wear wigs because I know myself. I sweat. Mine will literally move from wherever it was. And then makeup will literally just be dripping. Especially at work when they played Gom.
DJ Nell. Yes.
Inkabi. No. I don't want him then.
That's his slogan.
Is that his slogan?
Yeah.
It's fine. No.
Stagazelo.
Okay. If I hear Inkabi, I'm like,
very nice guy.
He's a very,
yeah, that's how it starts.
I think he should also come and explain himself.
You and Uncle MC Nubabil. So Karen, what happens when Komka happens? Like, you lose your morals.
The wigs come off. You're on stage, manje. But the time I get off stage, who came last? DJ Sandiso. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
My wig was sitting here.
I wasn't wearing anything, so mine was just makeup dripping. And then the poor girls at the bottom, they used to complain to me.
Sure. Oh,
when we dance and your sweat comes in, so I was like, guys, just move. When I'm
so
dancing,
you sweat on...
Like, we up there.
They're standing here.
Okay. Well, it's their
when
fault.
When we turn, obviously, it's going to go shoop.
No, it's their fault then, because...
Yeah. Let's check our videos, because they're like, they literally standing around the DJ booth.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, they're like... And now they're mesmerized. So there's no way they're going to look like, oh, my God. Then, raindrops.
Yo, I'm fine now.
Which is your favorite com song?
Right now, it's by Mr. Teller. What's that song? There's a TikTok girl that likes to use it every time on TikTok. That chubby girl always makes POVs with it.
Oh, yeah, you're not the TikTok person.
No. Or Imali Talk. What is it? Imali Talk.
Yes. Imali Talk.
Imali Talk. That's our favorite one. Oh, my God.
Right now. Okay.
Also, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Funky.
Is that the word?
Funky. That's my favorite.
How do they pronounce it?
What is his name?
There's a Q.
Funky Kla or Funky
Kla. Okay.
Yeah.
Closer.
No. With Lala Tugzin.
Yeah, and Lala Tugzin, yes.
Of course.
Fanak.
I know the song very well. Yeah. it's very good. Okay, so when did you? So you guys came together as a duo about like a year ago. Okay, yes. Yeah. So what has been like the best gig that you've ever done? Like, because I know you guys have done a lot by now. I can imagine. But what was like your favorite gig where you were like, okay, this is the gig that will define my career. You've got two.
I got two.
Okay.
Yeah. Say it.
Gems on ice.
Last year was it September.
September.
Yes. It was our first Gems on Ice. I don't know if you've heard of them before.
Mm-mm.
Gems on Ice. So it's a product from Magube Njalo. So I don't know if it's like one thing or what. So Magube Njalo, they normally have Mukhodu Mondays.
Sure.
Every Monday. So they have these events, these outdoor events. They hold them at El Castillium.
Yeah.
So it was our first time, me and Riff, attending such a huge festival stage.
Mm-hmm.
Just the two of us. Because normally it's just an indoor thing, maybe in the club and on top of the speakers. Yeah. So it was our first time attending a festival and it's just me and Riff.
Yeah.
It's not an artist. It's
a big stage.
Oh,
and the thing
shaking.
And the things that they had other them? Dancers there. And there were like four or five of them on stage.
Five of them.
So it was, they did double bookings for dancers. So there's another group and us.
Mm-hmm.
So they went on first before we even got there. And then when we get there, they're like, oh, there's already other dancers though. We're like, okay, cool. We'll just go on, the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
We were so nervous.
Yeah.
Did you see the stage?
Yeah.
It's a T-shaped stage. So there's a back.
Yeah.
And there's walk. A little ramp.
Yeah.
And then there's the tea there.
Yes.
Okay.
For Bonnie, it made sense
because they were like,
six of them.
They spread around the stage.
Yo.
Okay, cool. It's our turn now. We go on stage. I don't know what happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of like changed. Like, I don't know what took over. If you keep my Josie.
Because
we went on stage, people went crazy.
Sure.
In heels, number one.
You in guys heels. In heels?
Yes.
I don't even know how you women do it, eh?
We do it very well, hey?
I don't know, but I don't
with
know how.
With class. Yes.
Wow.
We were in, like, and funny enough, we didn't know that at the VVIP, there's a screen, like a big screen.
Also, people were watching
so
on the big screen.
They can see you, close contact. They can see you when you do your facial, whatever, like.
Yeah.
And then there's
other sides.
And then the other side, people around us, they can literally see us. They're like, and then we get off, we go to the VVIP, they're like, yo, guys, two men, that stage, that big. We're like,
we turn around, we look. They are humongous screens on the sides.
oh my god,
oh wow,
yo.
Wow.
And people are like, yo guys, yeah, we can even see your facial expressions. Someone on that did screen. This with yo. The, I think you're the one who did this with, yeah, the shades. You danced, you put the shades down on the camera. She literally did it. Yeah, we didn't know.
The drama now.
Yeah, we're like, because we were in a moment in that, like, now it's time for me to shine. I'm like Beyonce right now.
Yeah.
She literally did this with the shades in the camera and pushed the
drama. Oh, drag. Okay.
Not realizing it zoomed into my face. We were teasing. We were
like, we were playing because we thought maybe the camera is gonna be a thing that we're gonna use for an ad, mm-hmm, afterwards. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that people are literally watching. They're like,
yeah.
But it was so good that it ended up that people started throwing money.
They were throwing money on the stage.
So imagine we're up on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all the way down there. Now they're like, please, please, please come down. Please come down. They're throwing like, my, yeah, 50 rand.
So there was someone.
We can't go down.
Someone was picking it up for us, yeah. And bring it back by the stage. You're like,
wow.
And at that time, we're just doing normal dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like stripping or whatever. Just the money was coming out because, yeah,
they were doing it. No, yeah, not even doing that. The only twerking we do is maybe paper.
Paper, yeah.
It's the African twerking. So, yeah, that one is legal.
That's legal.
Yeah, okay. Paper. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It was an experience. I'm not going to lie. We've never done that before.
Well, was it last year, yeah?
This was last year.
September.
Yeah, spring.
16th, if I'm not mistaken.
No, the 16th one was the December one, but we
oh, yes.
One, yeah.
What holiday is it? It's September. I somewhere there. But
it's a little spring.
Yeah, somewhere
there. Where they put each other in the water. Yeah.
Yo, but we've never experienced something like that before.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So, but we took over that stage. You'll see some of the videos that I sent you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah.
wearing our military jackets. And also by then, I think we also haven't really found our look, especially when we go outdoor festivals.
Festivals.
Okay, Nana, Ref, we are outdoor at a festival in the township. Can we have like a specific kind of look? Let's not look like we're in the club.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, we started slowly working on the image. But yeah,
you got it now.
You got it. You got a down pack now.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. You got a down pack.
We're sewing.
Yeah, costume. If you want something, hala.
So you guys make your own costume.
Yeah, yeah. Now we
that's put smart. It down and no, then that's we, smart. Yeah, that's smart. Draft.
How is this gonna look? Oh, mm. It's gonna look nice. Yeah, and then we go. We have a lady called Lerato.
Yes.
Hi, Lerato.
How Lerato? Lerato. She makes our outfits. She knows our body. She knows how to like
style us.
Yes. Like, sure. No, let me tweak it here. I like what you guys did here, but let me just add something in. Perfect.
Sure.
Yes.
What's the company again?
Muvongandia.
Yes. Muvongandia, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Just follow our page. You'll find it that somewhere we tag her most of the time when we are wearing the costumes.
Sure, yes. Sure. 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what was the worst gig you guys have ever done?
Mm-mm, we're not done.
Oh, you're still not done with this one?
Hey, yeah.
Is that good that it's still going on?
That's such a story.
You had two. Okay.
Welcome.
Welcome.
First time out of Gauteng.
Our first gig done out of Gauteng. Yes. Do you guys do like Cape Town, Durban?
We haven't still going.
We, hala, we are available. Yeah. Yeah.
So we got double booked at December. We're supposed to be good.
Gems on Ice. It was
not Gems on Ice. Limpopo.
Limpopo. Oh, it was Limpopo. We're supposed to be in Limpopo.
Yeah, yeah.
For some hip hop.
That's where he's
from. Yeah.
Lepalale with some hip hop artist.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be backup dancers. But Catching was singing the pockets were saying.
No.
Who's deeper?
Yes. And it's December.
And it's December.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, after December, it's very dry. January, we're drinking like hell.
And then the guy makes us an Afrobeza, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, come to Afrobeza and then you can book us because.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Afrobeza's out here. I'm playing at the next one.
You better play early.
Play early, why?
Who wanna dance to you?
What time? Like, okay, so Dylan, yo, just give me the right slot time, and then I'll play, and then they can come dance, because you know how I do. That's
have you ever danced to you normally
never.
Go on?
Yeah, that's the thing. We've never danced to his set.
What time do you normally go on?
Normally, the last time I was there was the December one. I was on at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we were still doing our makeup and sticking.
Early.
I was playing at four.
Oh yeah, it was still early. The sun is out. We can't be.
I was playing at four. I told them like, I'm not a 4 o'clock person. I'm too good to be at four.
Yes.
It was.
I like that.
You must put me on 6, 7 because what you
8, 9 somewhere there.
8, 9 no 7, 8
Oh, 9 Sorry.
Mr. MCK.
That's it. That's his slot. No. So you must put me on 6, 7
Yeah.
Maybe 8
Then we'll.
Because what ended up happening, I played my set. Then everyone was like, you played too early. 5 o'clock hits. I said, guy, you played too early. 7 o'clock hits. Hey, Joe, you played too early. 8 o'clock hits. We call the guy over. I'm like, listen to what the people are saying. And they're like, hey, he played too early. He should be playing now.
They must slot you in the right time on the next one.
We're going to be rocking. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So you're saying about.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What is that event called? Machabeng
Summer Blow. So it was, I think MTV was a sponsor or something, but
it was a beautiful event. It was so packed. I've never been to an event.
How many people were there?
All I know, it was fully booked.
I'll try and look for the footage because I think I took a video from the VIP up there. Everyone, there was even, I don't know if they made a little bit of a hump so they can stand on it. These people, like, there was a little hump there with, like, people, like, standing, like, panting. I'm like, what's going on here? It was so full. It's kind of giving FNB Stadium.
FNB Stadium vibes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even more.
Yeah.
It was good.
Good. What made it so good? Was it the numbers and the energy?
Yes.
The money they gave you, what was
the money?
Of course, the money. The money comes with the hours.
The hours that we worked and the traveling and then meeting new people. And we were able to perform with 2 Point Music.
Mm-hmm.
They literally saw us on stage and then one of the managers came to us and said, "Hi guys, I just saw you on stage. They're going to go on it. Mm-hmm. Can you guys go and dance with them while they're playing?" We did the most.
The most, yeah?
Yes. And then we did with also...
Mahuta.
Yes.
I know.
But you were still pushing that. Bula masipa.
So it was a jump. It was a jump. Did we do Stokey.
DJ Stokey set as well. Mm. We were on. Because the whole aim is to revitalize everyone and give them energy.
Yeah.
Who else? Sign Bougie. Yeah. But a little bit because she was also trying to dance as well. We kind of ended up giving her a spot.
To dance.
Yes.
To do your job.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Like, so how do you guys work? Do they pay you before you get there or do they pay you after? Because best practice is that what's your contract? They pay you before or deposit before, then you finish and then they pay you after. Because then I'm a contract, like wherever, corporate, entertainment, whether you're a carpenter, it doesn't matter. Mm. If you don't have the right agreement in place, they're going to take advantage of you. So how do you structure your payment? What's your payment structure? Upfront or after? Or favors?
We're still trying to work on that because we've been having issues.
Sure.
Especially in December.
Yeah.
Whereby we'll be like, okay, we're still fresh. We're trying to build ourselves and build trust.
Yeah.
We'll be like, okay, it's fine. You'll pay us after.
Mm-hmm.
After work. After you've seen what we can do. And then now the payment will take forever.
No. And Gamo now, I think the painful one was... We gigged, with this specific establishment, two to three times.
Yeah,
ne?
We cannot disclose
now. Anymore. This nigga has to pay. This nigga is in Zanzibar.
Oh,
it is the first week of January. We gigged 3 times at his establishment, 3 gigs.
Huh? And we can see the status, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll make the payment now. And that's his problem. I'll make the payment now. Oh, okay.
And we chill. What
day one? Just waiting. He's just waiting.
Yeah.
Zanzibar, week one. I think the guy stayed 2 weeks. 2 weeks because Zanzibar.
And now we're waiting for our payment. Money. And then when you get paid,
He's having a good time. Runa, we are waiting here. It's January.
Do you see him drinking cocktails? Or?
Listen. Scuba diving.
Yeah,
enjoyment. Nah, enjoyment. Nah. Hey,
that's nice.
Climbing on elephants.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy did the most.
He was having the time of his life. Yeah.
So now he comes back.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think I was the one who was liaising with him more.
Yeah.
Because I had his contacts. Sharp. Sure. With the so and so, can you please pay us?
Yeah.
Here's the invoice. Yeah. You understand? It's the 12th of January. Mm. We've last since gigged like.
31st.
Yo.
It was the 31st. The last one was the 31st. I remember.
You guys did New Year's Eve, yeah?
We did New Year's Eve and he booked us
very late.
Randomly. So it was like, what are you guys doing? We're like, no, we're going to our resident club, which is Montana, from like 12 o'clock. He's like, sure. Yeah, come here at like 8 till like 11.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, extra park, let's go.
And then we go there.
Let's go, guys.
City happy. It's your payment.
January. Press the crickets there.
I don't know.
Cricket.
Okay.
I was in crickets there.
Yeah.
Bank balance.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah. So now. We're very respectful, so we try and talk to you in a much respectful way as much possible, because we don't want to dent the relationship. But now when you start acting like this, it starts denting the relationship, whereas we don't want to work with you anymore.
You're giving us
problems, and now it's like when we're asking for our payment, it's like now we're doing something wrong or we're saying something wrong. We've got stuff to do.
I've worked for that money,
and I think we're about to open it some way. Now we have to start explaining ourselves.
No.
But I just want to highlight something. We're not racist.
System or anything?
Yeah.
But I have a faith with these people. With what payment.
Oh.
We love you guys, but we try to support your establishments, your events, but
they don't want
to
pay you.
Can you guys work on just paying on time? But like the kawata, it's not nice.
The light ones, they very
Caucasians.
They very fast, quick in the heart.
To pay.
Yeah. They can even pay up front. But I think the only person that paid us up front, it's our favorite Bobby Blanco.
We love you. We respect you.
Yeah.
He's one person. There's a couple who know how to run their admin properly.
Because they know how hard we work and how much we love doing what we're doing, and they appreciate that.
Yeah.
He literally said to us, we saw him on Wednesday, right?
This Wednesday. Yes.
Yeah.
And shout out.
He had an event on the 2nd of December, all white.
Bobby's Palace.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he saw us downstairs because we are in the same establishment. Mm-hmm. He hosts there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, guys, let me just do a payment right now, because I know after weekend, I'm going to be tired from my event and there's other people that I'm going to need to pay. She did the payment instantly there.
Right there.
Not even scared that we're gonna run or disappear.
He did it.
And then we delivered.
Amazing.
He was happy.
So like, what does help? Is to have your booking contract upfront with your payment details. At least they do a certain percentage down, maybe 50% deposit.
Okay.
So that covers your costs. At least totally going there,
stuff, yeah.
So that even though you don't make a profit on the night, at least you're covered, and it claps a lot of people from all realms of business. Mm. But in entertainment, there seems to be this exploitation culture.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah. I know it very well.
Yeah, and then like, guys, it's not tender money. You work for this, like,
right.
Yeah.
So hopefully things are gonna change this year, guys. Please. We love working with you, but
Respect, must pay the man.
Yeah, and respect pay the our man. Craft, guys.
They must pay the man. Pay back the man.
So bread and butter and jam and, yeah, and everything, guys. Yeah. Nice as funny thing was it. Yeah, some tough for tough, isn't everything inside?
Yeah, so I think moving forward, we need to also, because I think we were also deciding with Ref, I think they need to start paying upfront or paying, because even the Limpopo guy, we were still explaining, we were booked at Limpopo Kolpalale, but then we went to Welcome.
Yeah.
Shame, those guys, they paid. They paid a deposit. So what we did is, we were like, okay, we got double booked. That's how we said to we explained to him, but we're going to pay you back. So immediately when we got the money from
the other event, because they also did,
they also paid upfront as well.
Mm.
We immediately paid that guy back and we were like, yo, we're so sorry. We couldn't make it, but here's your 2K. And a shame that guy, he appreciated the fact that, hey, these girls, I see these old man.
But you don't want to build that type that kind of
Uncle Angel. Make sure we're paying back. I think within 3 or 4 days when he paid us, we had to pay it back. And we're like, hey, Muna, here's your deposit that you gave us. And so I think moving forward, they need to pay us in advance or deposit, because I know they're giving us problems. It's not nice.
No, it's not nice.
Because we don't want to go back anymore. But at the same time, hello, we bring the vibe, we bring the energy. You need us. But if you do this to us, then how do we work moving forward? You understand? So
It makes it a whole lot easier if you get someone to pay up front.
Of course.
And then all the work is done. And
then everyone is,
every day is nice life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See
like,
you next time.
No, see
but
you
I like what you said. That's
booking I'm telling you, it'll save you. It will save you.
I think we should.
Nah, you should
have.
But the thing is, it's not difficult to do. It's just just the general terms and conditions. Yeah.
And if you are late, also
penalties.
We need to survive. Yeah, 50% and
they're gonna know us.
And as well, which is fair,
of course.
So the other question that I wanted to ask, so what do people classify you as? So remember, before we started the recording, you were talking about what do people classify as? Do they classify as dancers? Do they classify as strippers? What is the issue? And then how are you treated? Not while you're doing your work, but then afterwards, after your sets by the general people, my men as well. So how do they approach and how do they treat you based on the craft? So are you classified as dancers or are you classified as strippers? Because some people don't know the difference between the type of work that you do.
From where we work. Montana, most people that come there, they are aware of the girls that they're just dancers, they're not strippers, they're dancers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's certain people that will come in, like they're fresh, they're new, and they were like, after stage, like, hi, how are you? You wanna go home with me? I'm like, why?
You're lying, yeah. You don't do that.
You wanna go? Like, bruh, you just saw me there. Yeah. I was dancing to piano. So explain to me.
Yeah.
Balance me. Pole. Even though pole dance is not described as stripping mostly because it's an exercise nowadays. To stay fit.
Yeah.
But I wasn't addressing, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't taking off any item off me.
Mm-hmm.
The way I was on stage, I'm still the same way right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of weird. And most of the time, I came across Uber drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yo, I wonder when Jan Parati, ne? Because I always see the Amatomazana Pumanapo and Jan. I'm like, guy, make time.
And go and pay
that $200 or $250
at the door. Yeah.
Come inside and experience. Hore, that's a 5-star place.
High class clubbing.
High class clubbing. Okay, yes. All right.
Go inside, experience what's going on, and then afterwards go sit down and compare and go to a strip club. There's a lot of strip clubs, you know them, Mose. There's a lot of, and go and compare what's happening there and at a strip club. Is it the same thing?
Mm.
And look at the girls. We hot.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We got gloves. We dance with gloves, bro. We don't just shake like randomly.
There's a science but, to
yeah,
it.
There was, there's a time where it needs to be shaken like your R&B, your Beyonce. So the weird things like, I was, they always say, but the way you dress. Guys, how does Beyonce dress? Explain to me.
How does Beyonce dress? I don't watch Beyonce.
She dresses like that. She wears costumes. She wears costumes. She wears the same stockings that we wear. People think that we dance with our bare skin. We're wearing stockings.
They're called skins.
Sure.
They're very hard.
They're very hard. They make your body look like
firm.
Firm, you know what I'm saying? So we look the same as Beyonce's dancers. We look the same as Kylie.
Hey, Beyonce. I'd like to get you on the show.
I always like to be a dancer.
I get your mayor, man, Jay-Z, to come through as well. I've got some questions to ask him about 444, but I got some questions.
We got Megan Stallion. We got Cardi B.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of dancers that dress the same
in costumes.
Okay,
it's revealing their bums. Their sexy bums are outside, but no one's gonna say,
"Oh, they're strippers." They undress
because it's we come across that on Facebook. I've made peace with Facebook, guys.
Who's still on Facebook? By the way, you still there?
Yeah, because you know what the problem is.
What?
We still have that. Oscar Lebala, there's a different market when it comes to Instagram and Facebook.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's a market that's still left behind. Especially the older generation. Some people even who are from... That's reference from... Most people are on Instagram. Maybe they are, but people are still glued and stuck on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then you need to understand, if you are Instagramming a lot, of course it comes with the pocket, because you can see when you log on Instagram with your data.
So Facebook, it's
so some people, maybe that's okay, it's a different market. Some people they cannot afford to be like
fully on Instagram.
So they are still Facebook.
Yeah.
So what you do is we link it
to Facebook. Whatever you see on Instagram, you see on Facebook.
And we are still getting people.
Oh my gosh, we saw you. Come see you and we saw you on stage. What? Here's your video. Because we also got a video from Gentleman Eyes from Facebook. We're like,
how?
These girls.
And we saw you guys.
So there's still a market. In as much as people feel like, I was on Facebook, it's fine. There's still a lot of people who are still stuck on Facebook and on Instagramming, and they still want to see what we do.
Yeah.
Because now if you cut that completely, they don't have access, or they don't use Instagram at all.
And most people are scared of Instagram because we are selling lies there. So Facebook, it's very expensive. So you must start expensive, and you need to start expensive content.
The one that's not real and very real.
Thank you.
So there's still a market. You still get, like, for example, the guy we're telling you about, that was not paying us. His market, his establishment, it's in Soweto. His market, they are still on Facebook, because also they are like the older generation.
You
get inboxes like, I saw you.
And
not realizing that, I'm friends with this guy, and he says he saw me at,
because it's your kasi, your people around there.
I saw you, you were dancing so well.
Friends from since 2002.
They rock up.
Since 2002?
We've been on. We're very young.
I'm not going to ask your ages here.
No,
don't. Wait. Me and Rev met 2015.
Yes. And we're still together.
Yeah, that was 2015.
How many years ago?
That's nine.
I've lost you. I don't want to even count.
That's 9 years ago.
Yeah.
9 years. Ooh. It's 9 years ago. So
think
about it.
Celebration.
Yeah, good to finish. We must call it Red Bull, but we need Zimbabwe and show the throwing events.
Let's show you the energy that we can bring. So that when we've drank Red Bull,
I'll call them.
The wings, Baba.
Did you hear about that lawsuit that they went through, Red Bull?
No.
Some guy came and sued them and said, "Guys, I don't have any wings. You said Red Bull gives me wings. You guys, I don't have any wings." And he won. He won $10 million and 70 million.
Isn't it just a tagline?
They don't say that anymore because they lost a lawsuit. Someone sue them. Like, I want my wings.
It's not
South Africa.
It's not giving SA. We understand. We are very sarcastic. Like Nando's.
Yeah. It was funny. But it was very funny. I'd like to speak to a Red Bull representative and be like, okay,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Talking about Red Bull. Yo, you remember those Red Bull
Mini Coopers?
Yeah.
They're still around.
Is it?
I don't know. They must borrow us one. We'll use it to go to events.
No, they're there. I was driving on the highway from Randburg. It was one time. Like, just this week. Actually, this week. I was driving, like, there's a Red Bull car. I wanted to stop by and be like.
Yeah, they must borrow us one. Yeah.
Can I?
Girls.
Yeah.
I remember, at some point I wanted to do that job. But the girls, they must say, you're supposed to be a student. I was like, just give me the damn car. I just want to drive the car and come out of the car.
And then park it somewhere. I'm sure it has sound, Nick.
I'm sure it does.
City volume, city mall, city open space, city promote.
And then you shut it down.
You know? Plus, yeah, we playing now.
Listen,
playing.
You can use that. Yeah. The lawsuit says wings, right?
Yeah.
And we are the Uncle Angels, right?
So then wings, angels. Same WhatsApp group.
So you must think about it.
Yeah, 100%. So then, like, back to the misconceptions of people thinking that you are strippers and not dancers. Because Beyonce is a dancer,
mm-hmm.
not a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
So what does a stripper do and what do you as a dancer do? What is the difference, like, primary difference between the two so people are clear?
Okay. For example, people who have never been to Montana, as Rev has been saying, that you get a lot of skeptical drivers who are like, what is happening in here?
Mm.
And you tell him, I'm a dancer. Oh, so you strip?
I don't know, crickets.
No. So what happens is, it's called busking.
Mm. Busking?
Yes. What we do, it's called busking.
Okay, explain.
So it doesn't only happen at Montana. All these clubs in the north and Pretoria, they do the same thing. So busking is to whatever, let's say, hip-hop is playing.
Yeah.
We're in our nice Beyonce costumes. Mm. I get it's a bodysuit, heels, hair, makeup. You're just dancing to whatever music that is playing at that current moment.
Yeah.
But you're doing normal dancing.
If
hip-hop is playing, you're dancing to hip-hop. You're just in your nice sexy outfit. That's it. If GOM is playing, you dance GOM in your nice sexy outfit.
Sure.
Because of it's all about class as well.
We
don't dance in sneakers. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
Even at the club, sneakers are not allowed on women, but depends, I think, what kind of sneakers you're
wearing. Yeah.
So piano, you dance to piano in your nice sexy outfit. And that's when people get to understand. So some places outside Montana, let's say we booked somewhere, maybe for example, and they see us. Plus, this is where we didn't find our image yet.
Yeah.
We get there with our nice hot pants, panties. You see, like, those black ones here.
Yeah.
And they start looking at us. You can see girls are eyeing you like. Yeah.
And then when
you dress like Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The bum is out, but okay. There was this lady at Blows, and she was like, oh my gosh, you guys are wearing stockings. Oh, thank God. I thought you guys are naked.
I remember that. I just looked at it. I was like,
yeah, when you look from far, it looks like not being in his.
Because they look like your skin.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah.
So they see us do our craft.
Mm-hmm.
After our craft, they're like, what?
Mm.
Now they have a different perception. Like, oh, you're doing normal dancing. It's just that you're wearing a nice, sexy costume. What a little Beyonce. You know,
that's what it is, the Beyonce people. The Beyonce people.
That's when they get an understanding afterwards, when they see what we do. Oh, you do normal dancing. You guys are can we follow you on TikTok? Can we follow you on Instagram? So it's just normal dancing. It's just that we are in costume. So what we're doing is we're bringing what happens in the north, because we are not allowed to work at competitor places.
Sure. That makes sense.
What we do is, most of the time, me and Riff work at like Biblos
in Katlehong.
Shout out to Osteli, Tabo Mapisa, Mr. T, thank you for the opportunity. So they book us a lot there. So we take what happens in the north and we take it to the hood.
Mm.
But we tried to start covering up a bit because in the hood, they still have this perception of, oh, these girls, why are they naked? Oh, mm. why are they like this? Why are they? Because, yeah, some people feel like uncomfortable maybe.
Sure.
So we also started feeling uncomfortable because the way they would scream, yo, yeah, baby, yo. Like, have you never seen someone in a bikini before? Like, what is wrong with you?
Don't go to the beach, to the swimming pools or whatever. Like,
but once they see what we do, they want more of us. They're like, yo, guys, when are you coming back? You guys bring a vibe. You guys bring a different aura. Mm. And then that's when they get an understanding that, oh, you guys are not strippers.
Mm.
You guys do normal dancing with your nice, sexy costumes. Oh, your bodies. Oh, this. Oh, wabona. So slowly but surely, they're getting it in the townships.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's stuff that happens in the north most of the time.
Yeah, Do you guys feel insulted when they misinterpret what you're doing?
Like,
oh, you guys don't get feel insulted.
No,
because I know I'm not a stripper.
Yeah, because yeah, we know we're not taking off our clothes.
Yeah,
we do normal dancing. So
I'm not a stripper, but they still throw money.
they do.
There's throw money.
A guy on, what was it, on Wednesday?
Yeah.
This guy,
crushed them on
he was making sure that, because now sometimes when you throw the money,
it goes around, just and they're going to pick it up.
Sure.
The other people around
this guy squashed the money.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I think he gave us like 1.5 million.
No, 1.2.
Oh, 1.2.
Yeah.
Yay!
You're like,
must be nice.
Donuts, money.
And hip hop was playing. DJ Nell was
DJ
playing.
DJ Nell. Like, you only get this guy.
DJ Nell is from KZN. So what he specializes in is hip hop.
Yeah.
And then he mixes it up with Qom.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
He's an MC.
He's an MC as well. Mm. Yo, very talented guy.
No, that's good. That's good. Hey, Kundi, I think we're in the wrong job. We need to. You're a dance guy. I don't know.
You got rhythm.
Yeah.
You can teach all, you know.
100%. So you guys are transitioning now to the DJing, right?
Mm. Yes.
Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking subscribe now button. Follow on YouTube, Instagram, and other platforms listed. Also, check out the website for more information. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for the support. Now back to the show.
How's that going?
So far, so good. We started in November.
Yeah, this November.
Yes.
You're still debit July. That means. Do you know what debit July means?
What does that mean? Oh,
Amash.
Adubere.
Amash.
No. One thing about this debit July thing.
Yeah.
Me and Rev, since we now have a knowledge of what happens, how you mix, and. We are able to pick up sometimes.
Yeah.
Even Didi Kakapa. Yesterday.
Yes.
We're not going to mention names. This duo came in our club. They've been playing
for years.
Yeah. And they were playing Afro Tech. And they were playing it.
Were they playing or trying to?
They're very good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
You know them as well.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not going to go because they're very good.
Yeah.
They're very good. Just at that moment.
I don't know what happened.
And that time we were on stage, nah?
Yeah.
And we know that something is up. Now you're going to be like,
yeah.
So we were like, so someone, not even just someone, there's a couple of people who have been advising. Because we ask a lot of questions like,
sure.
How was your first gig? Like, didn't you? So a lot of people, they do tell us that, guys, don't be scared.
Mm.
Whatever knowledge that you have now and what you're doing, we can see you guys. You can mix, we can hear. And even though you still have hiccups now and again, even professionals, that's what we are hearing.
That song that is playing.
You know,
what are the biggest, some of the mistakes that get you? Is when you hit the wrong cue button.
That's the one.
The last time
is that what happened? That's bad.
He's a big artist.
That's bad. We
console ourselves with that because
Yeah, we have to have something.
Because now we work a lot with KB.
Yeah.
Kabelo Hlewane. Kabelo Hlewane gets us.
Not Prince KB.
Yeah?
No, not Prince KB.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
KB is a businessman, he's a host. So he's the one who gets us some of the gigs. Management.
Management.
Mm-hmm. So management, we didn't tell him what we're doing.
Yeah.
He only knew that, hey, my girls, mm-hmm. wherever he hosts, he would pull us through as well. So that if he hosts and there's these girls, because he comes with something.
Yeah.
That establishment that, oh, when KB hosts, he comes with something different, fresh. Sure. So we started practicing, started learning how to play, but we didn't tell him. I think we told him after like a month or two.
Yeah.
It was December. Saw the video. And he's like, what? You guys play? No. Come play this guy's establishment.
Yeah.
The one that's not paying us now.
We are shaking now.
But now here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we were practicing, we were playing with that controller thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we have realized is that controller thing
spoils you.
It's too advanced.
Yeah.
What's the controller thing? It's just
a rocket box.
It looks like a
Serato.
Is it Serato? Oh no, I know the controller. I just want to know what make it. What make it is?
Rocket box.
Record box.
Yeah.
200 or 400.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a DJ 400.
Yeah. So we feel like it's too advanced because the guy that was teaching us how to play, he was teaching us with that controller thing and a laptop.
Okay.
But what we saw is, okay, we hold the song, go laptop on, and then you mix, you're looking at the sound waves.
Yeah, but you're not playing by ear.
Why wanna? Now, me and Riff are like,
What are we going to do? At the club, what were you using?
We're like, no, man. But at the club, they don't use this thing. And that thing is too advanced because now there's also a beat sync. Everything is moving now.
First of all, from this day forward, never ever use the sync button.
I'm coming to that. And I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah.
That we shouldn't use a beat sync button because there, they now exposed us to this beat sync. But I don't think he was trying to say, ugh, guys, stop using the wheel, just beating. He was just showing us that you can actually also this. You can
oh
do this.
Oh my god!
Now we're starting to get comfortable.
Beating.
Yes.
There's
a disaster coming.
But no, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, Rev, what if we start getting gigs? And then where are we gonna get this controller? We're not gonna be getting this thing. And secondly, they play with CDJs. It's either 2000s or the 3000s at establishments. You know what? Let's start going in early at Montana.
Mm.
Spoke with them and they were like, yeah, no, you guys can come in and you can start practicing. Okay, you spoke to one DJ, Vooks! And then Vooks started teaching us. Yo, we go to normal CDJs. My way. There's no sound waves because there the sound waves are getting.
They are like this. The sounds already
if the sound waves are not if they're not in a straight line,
come into your line.
Why are you? Okay, now there's no sound waves here. You on my way.
Now there's a wheel.
Okay, Rev, here's the beating thing.
It's not working.
Guess what? Those DJs they say record box software. What
your thing is unanalyzed.
So we don't know what it. They're not servicing or their software here. But I'm like, what is
but these things are humans. This is next.
No beating. Okay, sure.
Wheel.
So we told the guy that was teaching us, we're like, this is what we use there. He's like, no, man. That thing is too advanced. And it makes most of the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're like, you know what? Let's leave that thing. Let's just go there. I was like, okay, Ref, let's do this. When we get there, we're no longer going to look at the
sound waves.
We're going to go in the song and close the laptop.
Yeah.
So we need to start listening to the song and spinning the wheel.
Yeah.
So that's what we started doing. Okay, practice like that. No beat sync. Sharp.
Please do not.
Okay. Dipere. But we started getting the flow of things. Yeah. Right. Now we know what we're doing. Let's go to the normal CDJs. Went to normal CDJs. Still a bit of hiccups here and there, but now we are able to what? Listen and mix with the wheel.
Sure.
Wawan. And we are executing the project.
Executing.
Again. We're doing well.
That's good.
We're ready.
All right.
Bring your CDJs.
Not yet.
Okay. So we're trying to upskill ourselves because, sure, as you said, we've been doing this thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just dancing.
So
now, a lot of everyone is doing piano. Everyone is playing piano. So now, what was happening with me and Rev is we were trying to also find ourselves.
Yeah.
And like, okay, sharp. Like, end up on this DJing thing. Like, everyone is playing. Yeah. All the females are playing and they're trying to dance more. Sharp. Uncle Waffles, shout out. You did a very remarkable job.
We love
you.
She killed it.
You inspired a lot of
females
right now who are also in the game. Actually playing and dancing.
And K-Mads.
There's a couple.
Tango Supreme.
A lot of them.
We were like, sharp, what is it that we're gonna do different?
Mm.
We do love music,
so
much.
Clearly.
Because we don't wanna dance forever. We are growing, we need to move into a different space. Because now when we're just doing the dancing, when you book us, we are at your place for the whole night.
Mm.
And then it's just that one stagnant salad only.
Mm.
So now, when we upskill ourselves, now we're going to start playing and
dancing.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be club hopping or whatever the case could be, because we need to move forward for the others.
The new generation to come in. Mm.
So, what are we going to do different? Okay, it took us a while to try and figure out, okay, but time being, let's learn still how to play.
Yeah.
Learn how to play. Okay, and then we're like, no man. As we're attending Afrobeats, we're like, hey, man, all the music, all
the sound, it's different.
So what we're picking up is three step,
mm-hmm,
Afro tech,
mm-hmm,
Afro house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a movement that is happening. It's coming. It's starting to make noise more than piano. I don't know if people are tired.
What's going on? Yeah,
people are even preferring to hear old songs
than piano. Of course,
I feel like people are tired, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's no duo
that is plays
and throw Afro house or Afro tech, and there's no duo that dances.
I mean, there's Black Motion. They're quite close.
There's no female duo.
Okay, here we go.
Female. I think now we'll be looking at this thing already. What happens with Amapiano?
Yeah.
So we can see what happens. So let's take whatever skill that we have.
Sure.
Bring it into this genre.
Yeah.
We love this music. Let's play. Let's dance.
Yeah.
Let's upskill ourselves. Let's grow. And hey, that's what we're working on right now. And we are, my man, if you want to book us
now. But be sure to pay them up front.
Hey, that's how we're moving now. We're slowly trying to move away from just dancing.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. And hey,
I want to see you guys play. I don't be like, they're gonna play. I want to see you guys play. I'm like, so when's the Durban July coming?
You'll be waiting for the Durban July. You're gonna lose your bet,
Yeah.
It's never gonna happen,
I'm not even betting.
Guys.
I'm just joking. So who are the DJs in the Afrotech scene that you guys look up to? Because you've mentioned this lad Tuxin, Funky Kaka, and there's obviously Black Coffee.
Who is that guy?
You know, Black Coffee has never hit a Devon July ever in his life.
Are you sure?
Yeah, according to him, he's never. Listen to the podcast he did with Mike Cheese. Not once.
Wow.
I'm going to look for all of you.
And you see.
Do you think he has a skill maybe sometimes? Some people are skilled.
No, he's very skilled.
Yeah. It's like driving.
No, Black Coffee. No.
Yeah.
No. Black Coffee with one hand.
Skilled. Why one?
No, he's very good.
Set up of CDGs.
Have you seen the 3000? The ones that looks like it's a spaceship. Like it's got all these.
What is that?
It's a spaceship. Like I don't know.
It's a spaceship. There's so many buttons.
You're like, yo.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. So who are those DJs that you guys look up to in the Afrotech scene? We're not talking about Amapiano because...
Guys, get out of Mbowave. Mbowave.
Mbowave. Yeah, no, he's good.
Take juice, and you just moved to my heart was so sore. I was like...
Don't do that in Pog. Pog. Yeah. Maybe get him on the show as well. Yeah.
And who was that? Who else? That guy who made that song, that gospel song that I love so much. Fellas... What was it? Fela Samoya, CD.
Fela Samoya.
I think it's CD or something. Yeah,
CD. It's like C-E-E-D-E-E. Something like that.
Yeah, I think it
was. Is it CD?
CD or something.
I don't know.
Let me look for it. I have it here.
Guys, Jiwash. You know, I've loved Jiwash for like the longest of times. And I didn't know him at all until we actually met, I think, personally last year.
Yeah.
He booked us for a gig there in Midrand. What is that place again?
Truth.
Yeah. I meet Jiwash personally. Jiwash is good as well. Jiwash. And Lemangref.
That's about it for me. Because I love...
There's someone. I'm missing someone. When I'm poor with, not somebody else. Okay, Maratan, I
Tandy Dry.
Tandy Dry, when she was still doing Soulful House back in the day.
Back in the day.
That's how long I've been following that lady.
Wow, right? That's a long time.
Yo, when she was still featured on like House Africa, she worked with a couple of producers. Yo, yeah. She's
and funny enough, we're playing. Our set yesterday was mixed with most of her songs.
Most of her songs.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Your album.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Featuring... is it Dylan?
Dylan is there.
MCK. MCK is featured on one of the songs.
Dylan's music is also great.
That's very great. Dylan, you
could. MCK.
Birdbox. Go listen to Birdbox. Yeah.
Now.
Oh, me as well.
Yes.
We can't forget you.
You can't, and you can't, of course.
You're going to be like, press delete. didn't mention me.
Why would I do that?
No, didn't mention me.
I mean, I don't have an ego like that. No.
Oh, yes. I missed. I was talking about him this morning. But I've come on.
We're talking about this morning.
Kizza, I just followed his TikTok not so long ago.
Okay.
Oh, some chubby guy. What's his name again?
Who? Doug? No?
Yeah! Doug!
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I've been following Doug from when he was doing the album Sabo, This Is Africa. Yay! All those, I know all your albums. I have Doug.
What? The one. He works closely with another guy you're not talking about, Shimza. Why are you guys not talking about Shimza? Shimza is great. For me, he's great. Like, he's amazing.
I don't know. I've never really been so much of... He has good music.
Have you been to a Shimza party?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have.
So, let's invite them, guys.
What is happening this Saturday?
It's happening today even. As we speak, but it's sold out. Sorry, Kunye is already sold out.
And KP is going...
Shimza, book us.
We've been trying to get to dance there, but hey.
There's a lot of places we're trying to get hold of. There's like corners of getting in. It's like, you must talk to this one and this one. Guys, we just want to go there and bask.
Yo, I love Doug. Yo.
Oh, Doug. No, he's good. No, he's very good. He's very good. So then, in you, because I mean, like being a female in entertainment, I don't know how it's like. I never will know how it's like. So how is it like? What are the challenges that you face? Do you guys get approached in inappropriate ways? So, for example, like people approaching and saying, hey, come home with me. Or like, what's the word I'm called? Harassed. Hey, do you guys get like harassed? So I can tell my guys to stop. Like,
it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Okay.
Because for us, me, most of the time, they're scared of me because I always have...
You have the RPF. She has the ref face.
Yeah. Are you going to book me or what? Or is this... What is this?
What are we doing?
Video call or... Because you come across like celebrities. They'll come to the club like, hi, I love the way you dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, can I have your name on Instagram? And I'll be calculating. I hope this is going to be business, because... I ain't got time to be sliding your DMs and of looking course. Like
they're going to slide into your DMs
and all of that. Yeah. And then one day your DMs are now in public. Now my name is in public. Hey, hey, this girl was DMing this guy. Yeah, hoo-ha, yeah. And that time I'm already famous. And like, this is how she got in the industry. No,
please.
I worked my ass up there. But it's not that deep yet.
I think where we are normally based is most of the people who come there know their place.
Yeah. Mm.
So they don't just come there and touch you or try and do funny things. You do get, hey, Mona, there's that guy who was giving us money the last time. That guy was putting in my boots, putting in my sock.
Oh, I remember.
But now he ends up wanting to put it in my boots. I'm like, oh, what? Guess what? And I said, no, you can't touch. He's like, and he walks away with his 100 notes. I was like, you can go away with your 100 notes. What? How? Where are you going to put that money?
The only place, this is the restriction here. Here. Because we wear stockings, those like thigh high stockings, so you can just stash it there in your boots. Or just put it on top of the DJ booth and look at me like, this is for you, for McDonald's, man.
For
McDonald's in the morning.
In the morning. Money for McDonald's.
Money for McDonald's.
Yeah. And then most of them, they are, as she said, they know their place. Most of the time. But a no-go zone. And also our boss, Mr. Cohen, Bodhisattva Cohen, Stefan Clark. He made sure that people, when they come there, they know those girls are a no-go zone.
No-go zone. Good. Yeah. Good.
So we've got bouncers. But I once kicked this guy.
If you wait for the bouncer, they take it forever. May they find the person injured already and then explain, or this was the situation. Because I remember one of our friends went through a situation. I was literally...
She was squatting down.
Squatting down. And someone...
He just touched. So she was squatting down face that way.
Yeah.
So the back. If you were standing, her butt is here. He was like,
That is that. You can go to jail for that.
That's
you can go to jail for that.
It was a big mess in there. We had to like make sure that guy is out of the premises immediately, because we cannot tolerate such things.
No.
Especially if they came with people that are like mostly always there.
Yeah.
Like our furniture, our room dividers. Like,
and your freaking face.
Yeah.
Our furniture, room dividers.
Those are always there.
Like room dividers and headboards. Do you know that room divider with the lion legs?
Yeah.
It's always there. You can't move that one. It's very heavy, eh? It's very heavy. The wood. Yeah. So they need to let their friends know, especially if they knew that those girls
don't touch.
Don't go. Don't go.
Touch the guys spanked me. Like from behind. So I'm standing, I'm facing inside the booth because our booth is round.
They like to do that when you're not facing, because they're going to hide afterwards because there's a lot of people. So when you turn, you don't know who did that.
Who?
So they don't know. We're always watching each other. The other one's like, it's that one.
Yeah.
Wait, hang.
The one. Kick that
all
one.
All I felt was,
imagine. You know the smack, a painful one. And your brain is not even there. Like, you know, your focus is out. Like, you're focusing on your music. It's a shock. What do you know? You're not my boyfriend.
That's bad.
I turned around and I was like, so now this is me. It's these two girls. There's this one guy standing there, and you can see he's a bit drunk. Like, just, I think he doesn't even realize what is happening. Or I'm like, to these girls, who the fuck just did that?
And the girls reported.
These girls were
snitched. They snitched.
Because they don't like it also.
Yeah,
they don't
like it. That's good.
I was standing there with his glass. I kicked from the DJ booth.
From a high level. It was a fly kick, man. In heels.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie Chan.
He's like, you speak. I'm like, try and touch me. Don't ever touch me again. So later on, the bouncers saw that to throw him out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very overprotective.
You need to know your place. And then if you go to places where it's not at Montana, because as I said, most people who come there, they know their place. They know there's bouncers. You need to handle yourself accordingly. So if we go to different establishments, or we booked at a different venue where they see that you'll be wearing these nice, sexy outfits, we normally ask them in advance that, can we please have a bouncer?
Yeah.
Even if when we go up, they must stand next to us.
Sure.
Even if we are off or walking through the people, there has to be someone who's escorting us.
Sure.
Hey, the people last one. Remember the last event?
What happened? Was it a mess?
What was it? Randfontein.
Randfontein.
We love that place, man, but the Calabash. We love it.
The Calabash.
Yay! Yo!
What happened? Ref, what happened?
You say you don't have crickets. We were supposed to do crickets now. I wanted to crash. Imagine, she's the strongest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was also, what's going on? I'm like, if you are about to cry, what's happening to me right now?
Why we one color? What's going on?
I don't even know how to explain this. Yazine, riloko spoto. There's nothing wrong. Mm. Probably that guy is making money with
sure.
the target and the market that
he has sure.
So to my understanding, it's a hotel as well, I think upstairs because it's the Calabash Hotel, something like that. And then it's Spotonyana at the bottom, but they have a stage, they have performances, they get all these big artists to come perform there. But it's not the market that we are used to, like in terms of like your Montanas or your Biblo schools or
your champagne poppers,
prim and proper, yeah, champagne poppers and
yeah.
Molecule of brown bottle, leader. Yeah.
Wow.
Green bottle, hanging.
Green bottle, yeah. Savannah on top of the head.
So we were from Afro Pizza.
So you went from Africa, Ibiza, Ibiza in Sandton?
Yes.
To Randfontein.
Randfontein.
Yeah, in a day.
In a day.
Jiwash was playing.
Yeah.
So we left Jiwash. Jiwash, sorry, we'll dance to your set next time. You know,
we've
worked
with you before.
So we left Afro Pizza around 11 o'clock. We head to Randfontein at the Calabash. So it was someone's birthday, Vulela, so we were there. And as we were parked, okay, as I'm looking for parking, it's in town. Ref, I don't know if she doesn't see or she's tired, I don't know. But she's just chill. She's just.
Ow.
Yeah, I'm looking for parking. I'm like, yo. Ref is like, kee kante. And I'm not explaining. I'm thinking she'll realize.
So, we're in an area that is
very rough.
Where we are.
No, I haven't been there. It's rough.
Yo!
Did you guys even end up dancing there? No.
We did. Because it's a stage. And there's like a barrier, like, where there's like, what was it? A wall blocking them from
climbing. Yeah, people can come up.
Yeah.
But they hear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, hi, how are you guys? Yeah, I'm looking for parking. Okay, sisters. Please ask that guy to assist you. We get parking, like, but I am worried because I can see Kiko Spotong. Yo, my way.
You know my way.
And the way we dress now, we are decent there. The decency is not aligning with the spoto. It's a nice skirt with a nice
very short skirt.
Those furkies.
So it takes out your bum shorts. But now we wore bum shorts instead of wearing our normal G-string high waist panties. That works in the north. So when we go to the townships or places where we feel like we just wear nice boy leg. I don't even know these boy
leg shorts.
Yeah, with the skirt,
and it's just floating on top there. Just grab the skirt though, but
our weaves are okay. Our weaves
are weaving. Were the weaves weaving or were they not weaving?
We're weaving, but
not weaving.
Yeah.
They weaved at Afro Biza like the way. Yeah.
Okay. We're walking from the car around the building to yo. I'm a flaky. I'm a baby. Some of them maybe they have a perception that hey, they're selling. And here's the funny thing is, and Cool MC is on stage. We can hear it from outside.
Yeah.
It's more Mondi.
Yeah, he's performing there.
We want to run in. We want to bump into him. Maybe do a set with him. We couldn't. We had to wait there by the door. I think it was a Nigerian guy. Because I think that place is run by a Nigerian guy. I'm not sure. Something like that.
Sure.
So now we're waiting at the door. Hi, guys. How are you?
Uncle Angels.
Okay, what are you here to do? We're here to perform. There's a poster there. A huge poster there. And then we show them. There's us. And they're like, oh, okay. We're going to give you text. Please just wait here. Yo! People are walking out, scary people.
Yo, my way.
They're holding bottles.
Yo.
Bamba no van.
With the hood at him.
And I don't know, I think I was, my brain was not functioning on that because I was supposed to be the first one to have a breakdown. She was like melting. I was like,
yeah, at some point she was angry. I don't know what happened. I'm like,
yeah, there was a guy that annoyed me when he walked out.
What's
like,
happening?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can see now she's getting angry. And now and she's getting into that phase. Then I'm going to have to try and...
Yeah.
You know?
She's not that I have to be on this mode. What's going on? What are you guys doing to my sister? What's going on? What's going on? Because she is valet. She's that girl. Yeah. That, I'm the scary cat. I'm like, I'm a chicken. Mm-hmm. I look like I'm the...
Kanti,
she's the one. She's like, ref, let me walk first.
Also, who shy about doing?
Yeah, she's the.
I meet people.
But she does, but she's very strict.
People, yeah. Yeah,
she just puts it in the place.
Over a liner. Yeah, like, I'm straight line. Met. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm strict.
So me, I'm the papering one. Okay. I'm a loud mouth. I'm very loud. Yeah. And then when things go hoo-ha, Nana.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone who comes in is. Talking things that are not aligning, like, my guy, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, are you here for business? What is it?
What's good? Because that's why I allow her to handle most of the business. Like,
oh, good cop, bad cop.
No, she, and mostly on business, she's the one who talks to people.
Sure.
Because me, I'm very loud, I'm very soft, and very friendly sometimes, and I can act a little bit dumbish.
Mm-hmm. Act. And you act.
Act.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Acting, ne? Acting. Ne? Yes. Balance that one, yeah. So she's the one who's like,
okay.
Viva, comrade.
So we walk in, okay. Hey, but walking in there to get to the VIP, it's far. Mm. They were pulling. Also, this bouncer guy, I don't know, I think they briefed him. Yeah,
there's
these ladies that are going to come. So you need to escort them from the door to the VIP.
Sure.
Yo,
long walk to freedom.
Long walk to freedom.
From the door. He was like, what are you ladies here for?
Yeah.
We're like, we're here to perform, blah, blah, blah. We booked. Okay, come, let's go. We didn't even get those tags. We walked in with that guy. That guy at some point punched someone.
Oh, wow.
In the glue as he's walking because someone pulled my hair.
Like, they were not.
And I'm like,
it's a weave, guys.
Pulling my head.
Yay. You in the hood.
Clapping. I was like,
okay. What's going on? You're already traumatized. I'm like,
they are pulling my head. Someone's pulling your
head. They want to tear us apart. They want a piece of us.
What am I going to save you with them? Hottest girls in that room, so
yeah,
it's
fine.
We understand. Yeah,
hey, we were the hot. Hey, la, listen, but we performed, we did whatever, but
just the experience leading up to that. No, that's not for you.
No. Next time, if you call us, they must have like 5 people. Yeah.
But actually, they must have like a back entrance and exit.
Yeah,
I think they don't have that, and it's a problem because I realized after the show. We had to wait for everyone to clear out because people are drunk.
They were gonna pull us.
They were gonna pull us.
They were gonna molest us.
Yeah, in the crowd.
Like, what are gonna see anything? They were gonna molest.
Because now the things that they've seen us, they've seen how we look. They be like, yeah, I'm gonna wait for them.
Yeah.
They were hungry. They are.
The hungry ones are the wrong ones.
You are
the wrong one.
Jabulo, why?
Jabulo, now we go there. Hungry lion and Jay.
Hungry lion and
Jay. If you're a hungry lion, you must look like a lion. Bro.
You must say that. You just say that.
You must roar, eh? Okay. Not see meow. You must roar.
Okay. Yeah. So we're getting towards the end, eh? So in the last couple of minutes, I'm going to allow you guys to ask me any questions that you might have. One or two for us to get to the point where we wrap up.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay, sure.
How was your first gig playing in front of the crowd? And how long have you been playing?
Okay, so which I want to answer first. So I've been playing since I got my first gig, ne? In 2022. March 2022. 2 years ago.
After how long of practice?
So I started, I actually went to DJ school. So yeah, so I went to a place called Rise Academy. Shout out. A great place, a great place. Craig Green and all of them, they're quite great. All of 2021, I took a year of going to school. You learn the business side of it. That's why I'm telling you about guys about common contracts.
Yes. We're listening. Yes.
Yes. And then the playing part, they teach you, but then I went and I practiced, broken myself. So about a year. Yeah. So then I had a friend of mine, Adrian Conradi, Aiden K, great DJ, great producer, great. I don't know if you've heard of the garden parties, the bye-bye parties. They cater mostly for the younger white crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So I had him on the podcast, and then we were talking about music. And then I told him, like, hey, I've been playing for a while. And then he said, okay, no, let me book you. I'm like, okay, sure.
Mm.
I thought this was going to be one of those free ones. Yeah?
Right.
But he ended up paying me. I'm like, how? How come none? How come none? What's
that skin color?
He's white. He's white. So.
It was a different story.
Next time,
tell him
a favor.
Tell him a favor. So it was actually quite wild. I mean, the story. I don't think I've told this story on the show before. Mm. So I was booked to go play at a place called Babylon. You know, yes. Babylon in Ilovo. Yes. Yeah. It's an LGBTQ. So then I was booked to go play there at an after party. I'm like, I don't care. It's my first gig. I'm going in. So then I get there. I spent like 6 hours practicing.
Mm.
And then I get there 2 hours early because I was taught you're professional, easy to work with. Get there early, as much as you can. Just making life easy for you, for people to want to work with you.
Mm.
Yeah? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get there 2 hours early because I need to case the joint out. I need to see how the CDJs are set up so that I don't do damage lies there. But first gig, obviously I made the mistake. You know the mistake I made, but that was just like towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
I pressed the wrong cue button.
Oh!
I'm going to say this. When the gays party, they have a great time.
They don't even mind.
They have a very great time. So then I went there with my wife, with one of my best friends. I go there and then I play Afrotech. I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna, because my play style is it's a mixture, man. For me it's Afrotech, mm-hmm. and then it's like your normal house, and then I like to throw in gom because I'm wretched in my soul.
Yes. So
I like to mix it up. And one of my biggest inspirations is DJ Kent. I'm sorry, that's
No one does it like him now.
I watch him play. I'm like, I still don't know how you're doing it, but like. Anyway, for me, I was like, I played the Afrotech, and then after an hour, I was there for an hour and a half, and I'm like, I'm going to go to EDM. I love EDM. I love Avicii. I love Martin Garrix. They were getting EDM'd it.
Of course.
Oaks were having the best time of their life. Oh. guys twerking in front of me. I'm like, sorry, wife. I don't know what they're doing there, but anyway,
yeah,
sure. They were having, and then this is when you know, like, you did a good job.
Of course.
When they're coming up to you during your set, they're like, yo, you're killing it. I don't know who this guy Kyle is, but I don't know, Kyle, wherever you are, thanks for the information. Mm. Like, you're killing it, you're having a great time. And you know when you play someone's song?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's my song. It's like, yo. I played Victims of the Night by Kususa. Like, and then they were singing, Victims of the Night. I'm like, they were singing. I'm like, this is my very first gig. I'm like, yes. And then I think before I was playing Martin Garrix's Animal, that's why I pressed the wrong cue button, but then I started again and then carried on.
Right.
Okay. So the trick is when you make a mistake, don't let people know you made a mistake.
So I mustn't stand and be like,
oh my gosh. Just be like,
go.
And then just carry on. And start again.
Yeah, pretend like it was.
That's what he did, that guy.
That's why he's a professional.
Yeah, that's like, go. We were like.
Yeah, so that was the first gig. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Like, it was a lot
Sounds
of fun.
Like it was
a jump. It was a
Sounds
jump.
Like
it was a jump. And then
there
was just the cue button. Yeah, just the cue button. Oh, so then the only time Demon July hits me, is when you're moving across genres.
Okay.
Oh yes.
So if you
because my style, because the style now is that, okay, there's a three step and then I move to something more soulful, then I have to go to GOM and then old school house and then go into Afrotech. That's just my style. So then Devon July hits you because the speeds of the songs are different. Mm-hmm. One is 126 BPMs, yeah, and the other is 121,
mm-hmm.
other is 122. So you need to be able to find that medium. And then also there's something called mixing in key. Some of the songs are not the same key.
I think that's why sometimes when you practice books, the one that teaches us, last time I tried to mix in I think it was like those songs, they don't go together.
Yeah, some songs. Yeah, some songs don't go together. That's why you need to stop putting in echoes and reverb. It's like shh. Like we put a reverb goes like shh, and then it like, you know, that's that's only time the mixing gets, because I mean like Ken can do it flawlessly. So they you can tell I'm a big fan. Right, yeah, so that's my style. So and even at the first Afrobeats I played last year. Was it last year March, April? Yeah. The same, I did the same thing. If I do a blend of different styles, so I'll play like, you know, like your normal like Afrotech, and then have it soulful and go to a bit of old school house, because I want to capture, because that's my personality.
Of course.
And then I just want to capture as many people as possible, and some people are like one trick ponies, they're just like here. But then last is Simzans. Everyone is different.
Of course.
Yeah, everyone is different. So unless everyone is there to listen to that specific type of music, but then there's so many different styles that you can put in and capture the crowd. Because I don't want that group of people to feel out. Because I don't care what you say. Laub, wherever, Afro, Biza, people, you think people are all sophisticated? No. Fuck it, Colm's or what? At the right time,
At the right time, they pick time.
Yeah. So, that's the question, yeah. And you, Ref?
Okay, when the first time when I met you, did I introduce myself? I think the first time it was last year, right? And you kept on saying, there's this guy called Njabulo. It's like, who's that? Who's Njabulo?
Wearing the orange.
Yeah. This guy with glasses, like, I don't remember anyone like that.
Glasses,
He was
like, I actually don't know who you are. That's why.
And we don't even drink.
You don't even drink.
Yeah. We're like this.
Nila.
Oh my god. The problem is beginning.
Our rider is Red Bull and water.
Don't Julio.
And not to say we don't drink at all.
We do drink.
We're not so strong.
Very good. You have that self-control.
We visit alcohol.
You say?
And then Nana said, oh, Njabulo has books. I was like,
yeah.
I'm a book fanatic, so I love reading.
Sure.
I was like, Njabulo?
Mm-hmm.
That one, that place. Same WhatsApp. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why writing? Explain.
Why writing? Mm. So I'm a nerd, in case you ever noticed. I've been writing for a very long time. My entire thing is expression and communication. I want to express myself as much as possible. So with writing, because to write, you need to be able to think. And when you write, you're communicating a message to somebody else. It's just like when you're playing a set, you're communicating to somebody else. When you're dancing, you're communicating to somebody else. So writing, I've been reading books for a very long time. I mean, just... Like an entire collection.
I need to visit. I saw it a long time ago. I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna pick one before I go home right now.
My ex boss from my 9-to-5 job, I used to work at a marketing company. She used to be a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, that's why probably.
When you walked into her office, guys,
just books everywhere.
It's a library. And she didn't want with the books fam. Shout out Michelle Combring.
These things are expensive. Go to exclusive books, $355 a book. So I write books. The book I'm writing now is How Do We Build Better Men? Pray for me.
He told me about this. I want to read it so bad.
It's done. It's coming out this year. How do we build? How do we build better men? But it's going to cause you to date yourself. So good luck.
You're already there though, so it's fine.
Good luck. So I write. The first book I wrote is Inspired Success. So then my entire thing is like, what makes people successful, which is the basis of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Las Vegas, I went to Singapore, went to all these seminars.
You did?
Yeah.
No
yes.
way.
Yes, yes. I have the pictures. It's on the gram. It's on the gram. It's on the gram. It's on
Catching flights, yeah.
So I went to all these places, followed all of these mentors, Tony Robbins, Robert Sharma, mm-hmm. Robert Kiyosaki, all these guys. So I found that success has got nothing to is money is a part of it.
Mm.
It's not all about the money. It's not all about the qualifications. Mm. It's not all about being this powerful person. Because success, like I said, is a progressive realization of where that deal. That means you're doing what you've always wanted to do because it aligns with your highest values.
Of course.
So if you guys want to be dancers, and that's what you've always wanted to do, and you're successful at it, you're doing well at it, regardless of what anyone else says,
mm-hmm.
you're being successful. Versus if me, if I really wanted to be a lawyer, and what I'm doing is, I don't know, marketing, whatever it is, then I'm a failure. Because a lot of people, they study things, they do things because their dad said they must do this.
Yeah.
You know how black parents are like, you're going to study art with whose money? With exactly, exactly. So if you say you want to be a stay-at-home mother and you want to do that, then you're successful regardless of what this whole feminism wave is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So then I met this guy in Las Vegas. Makes $10 million a year. $10 million a year. So then we were sitting like, you know, like in this conference in Las Vegas, you know, you sit down, there's like Las Vegas is full of casinos.
Of course.
Of course.
When you go there, when you land, there's a slot machine right there. When you land, welcome to Las Vegas, the slot machine. Mm-hmm. So it's really a city that doesn't sleep. So I was sitting there just having a drink at the table, met this guy at this conference, $10 million a year, in the media industry, you know. And he said he was sad and he was ready to commit suicide. I'm like, when? Yeah. I was like, before you do, can you put me in your will? Just and the reason why is because it's his fault, man. He said he worked, he did all of these great things, but it's not. He found out that's not what he really wanted to do. That's why he was so sad. And so, and I'm
something
like, so clearly it's not about money then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say success is a progressive realization of where the ideal. So that's the first book I wrote. Then the second book I wrote. Is you are a business, treat yourself like one. Because people are always complaining. You are a business, treat yourself like one. Mm-hmm. So because people are always complaining about the government's not paying me, my employer's not paying me. But if you treat yourself like a business,
mm-hmm.
you take a lot of responsibility for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you pick who your clients are. Mm-hmm. You know how to service them. You mm-hmm. how you market and you brand yourself. After I wrote this book, that's when the podcast came out. And that's why all these things are coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the premise. You must use business principles in your own life. So that even if we know what the government is doing or not doing, you're not going to complain too much because you're taking responsibility for a majority of things that you're doing now.
Mm.
And especially from a corporate perspective, oh my gosh, people like, people are waiting too long for the employees to give them promotions and bonuses.
Yes.
And you should do so yourself. You should go and run your own business. Well, however small it is, you go do your own side hustle. Then you'll have a bigger appreciation for your employer because running a business is not easy. It's not it's nip up and flace me.
Yeah.
So like even if you're a DJ, you are a business, by the way.
Yes.
Even if you're a dancer, you're a business, by the way. So whether you're a business of one or you're a business of many, but you're still a business. So that's the second book. The third book is Father of Man. Child is the father of man, which means that we're adults now, we have issues because of what happened to us when we were children, when we were younger. So if you've got confidence issues now, you can probably trace it back to your childhood issues.
Right.
And then also, I got tired of hearing, men are bad, men are trash, you guys ain't shit. Like, I got tired of that.
Yeah.
Even if you're right, you know what I mean? So like, what is the solution?
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it? So that's why I like break down five area things that we can do to build better men, like introspection, like deal with your childhood issues, define what a man is, let's solve what are the problems are, let's build children for the future, let's learn from problems, like let's learn from our fathers' stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the most difficult book I've written, because ever since I started writing that book, 2020 hit, my father passed away, I got married, I lost work. I'm never doing this again. I'm never getting married again. No. I'm not doing this again. That's it. Just I'm getting married once. That's it. Because it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of commitment for you to do that. So then I find myself in life, when I write a book, there's a question I need to have answered. Mm. So I'm answering my own question. So that's when I started writing. And then I went through a lot. I've been tested on this book a lot. So that's why I'm like, I'm almost ready. And then I'm going to release it. And then we'll see. But people, the things I write, people are going to be offended by it. But I think because people are normally offended by the truth.
Yeah.
People are offended by the truth. You know, very. Like, so some men say they want a type of woman, but they know they don't. They think they do, but they don't want that type of commitment. They don't want to do the actual work.
Mm.
Another woman, they say they want a husband, but they themselves don't want to be a wife. So it doesn't work that way. So that's why I write. So I write for, like, writing is something that I do. I'm not ever going to stop. So yeah, that's.
He actually picked up on that status of.
Quality
of men these days.
Mm.
Make you wanna be celibate.
Yeah.
So I got that from Rev. Yeah. And because of whatever they've been going through right now, like, let me just screenshot this and put on my status as well.
Yeah. Because when I saw it, I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah. I remember I was working for us, I'm like, yay, this is interesting. So tell me about it. What's
I vented that morning, I was like, whoa,
it's raining. Oh, you vent, oh,
so now he saw that. So now he's like, tell me more. Little did I know that he's asking, he wants to get more information upon what he's actually writing and what he's actually working
on. Is it justified or is it not justified?
So as he's saying, tell me more. I'm like, hey, so I'm venting there. Ah. These men, for a good example, when they come to the club now, when a man sees you, you get a few. You get like, yo, a few. Hi, how are you? Are you okay? Yeah. Then they conversate. They want to know you.
Mm.
Let's exchange numbers. When can we make time? Let's have lunch. And then that's when you know Rush.
They just don't trust because they can work their way around. They're very patient. They know where they're aiming for.
Some of them, they just walk up there, and it's not just at the club only. Even at different places now, men are able to say, so what are you doing after this?
Going home
to sleep. No, why don't you come with me? Yo,
I'm tired. Let's do lunch. Or not even breakfast. I don't want to do breakfast because breakfast means I'm going to sleep at your place. Let's do lunch.
Mm.
Not brunch, lunch or dinner. That's all.
I'm going to lie. It's a turn off.
Yeah, it is.
I get bored. Same time when a man says that. So what are you doing after this? Come with me. Or come, let's go chill up. Hey.
Man, Lani, please.
Who do you think I am? Understand? So not I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm not gonna lie. I don't even beat around the bush. I even tell them, So there's this guy last time, they called me at the table and they were like, hey, there's this guy, he really likes your dancing. Ref was off. Oh my god. Okay, I go there. Hey, how are you? Of course it's business. And I need to sell the bottles.
Mm.
What do you drink? I was like, hey, Moet. Okay.
Moet.
Hey, Amut.
Mood.
So he bought the mood, and I was like, hey, now I'm going to change after that. Oh, now they're like, hey. So he's not speaking. I don't know if it's his younger brother or the cousin or something. And originally, I think he's from Zim. They're like, no, he's going back to Zim tomorrow. He's been this side via business, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, sharp. Hey, now this guy is drunk. He can't even stand now properly. So the brother is like, hey. So, are you going to make my brother happy tonight?
Ah.
That line.
You didn't say that.
In my heart, I'm like, you know what? At least I saw the bottle here.
They saw you, that you exist there in the register. I would say, Nanam.
Yeah.
That's not cool, man.
So, are you going to make my brother happy tonight? I was like, your brother happy? I laugh it off because I don't want to be mean. I'm at that table at that moment. Call the other girls, hey, come drink.
So okay, now you are confusing.
Yeah.
You're confusing them because you bring more girls, one of the girls that we work with. So that they were like, Okay, what's the other one?
Who's who?
And the nice thing about where we work, there's a private exit to
leave.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We so they know exit. That we need that exit.
Sure.
Because of kind of this kind of situations.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to change. Because I'm in costume.
Yeah.
Ugila mpana.
Gone.
No, they won't even good. See you. Like,
gone.
They'll see you the next time, even if they still remember you. Because probably next time you'll have a different look.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, that's why I always.
It's not the same one.
Oh. And then people always ask me, why do I always look different every time?
This is why.
She changes her hair all the time.
I change. They'll be like, what?
What's the blonde one?
Where's the blonde one? I'm like, that time I'm standing right next to him. The what? The blonde one.
What blonde one?
I always have like blonde hair, maybe short hair. Sometimes I have short hair, I have braids if my hair decides to grow. And then, sometimes I have makeup, sometimes I look like a boy, sometimes
a soccer player, as
the boss is. The soccer player. That's my tag name at work.
Yeah,
my
soccer player.
My boss likes to say, you look like a soccer player. Don't worry, I'll go play soccer on the stage.
Where's your hair? That's his French.
Where's your hair? I like this. And then next day, I have short hair. Like, why did I say that? Look now, you've changed the look. It's like every time he says, ooh, I like the weave, I go and remove it. I'm like, you don't need to see me like that. This is me. But I love you, Steph. I love you.
We love you.
That's the good one.
All right, cool. We're going to wrap it up there. So thank you very much, guys. This has been great. Nana and Ref, they are the Uncool Angels, the Energy Crew duo. No, I'm joking.
I'm going to cut that one out.
I'm going to leave it in.
Guys, no beef.
I must bring them. In so that they can say their piece. I'm joking.
Don't even start us right now, please.
All right, cool. So you catch them the next. You guys are going to be at the next Afrobeats the 21st of March.
Yes.
You're going to be there. Mm. I'll be there playing there as well. Hopefully you can dodge during the set. Yeah.
Of course. And then you can catch us tonight also.
Where?
Tonight.
Yeah.
It's not one airing. Of our friend's birthday.
This is not airing today though.
I know, but
okay.
Oh, scratch.
Yeah, you can catch us at the place that we've been mentioning for a couple of times.
Montana.
And then soon Louis. And then check our Instagram for gig guides. Guys, we are available for bookings. Highlight us,
but pay
DM
upfront.
Us, and pay upfront. Mm-hmm. Do not slide in our DMs expecting to speak to a specific person. It's a
group.
It's a business.
It's a duo.
It's a business account.
Hi, you look so beautiful. And I'm like, who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? Rev.
I'm like, I don't know this one. Do you know this one?
And here's the funny thing. We are both online. So
we're both looking at whatever's happening. Hi, like,
you look beautiful.
Nana, is this for you?
I don't know.
Nana, did you speak to the... And that time, I don't remember, because most of the time I don't remember. Thanks to my sister, she makes like sure that I get home safely.
Yeah.
I don't remember half the things that happen after I'm done working.
Anyway, follow us on Instagram at uncoolangels_. Okay.
Underscore.
And then you can also find our personal... pages there as well.
And yes. Like and follow, guys. Like.
Please, guys.
Yes. Yes, for business, none of this pleasure things. That's thank you.
And Jabulo, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Time we're gonna be interviewing you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So
sure.
Call us in, and then is your book released yet?
No, it's not released yet. It's coming out this year.
We're gonna have to read it, and then when I come and sit down with you and have a chat.
You're in my way.
Yeah. And then I send you questions.
Sure.
And then,
No, I think we can definitely do that.
Yeah, of course.
All right, guys, thank you very much. And guys, remember that success is a progressive realization of a word ideal. That means you're going after what you've always wanted to go after because it's aligned with your highest values. And that is the only way for you to live a truly fulfilled and inspired life. And we will see you on the next episode.
Hey,
Thank you for joining us on this episode on the NJ Podcast. Make sure to visit the website, the njpodcast.captivateair.fm, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, all the other podcast platforms, or via RSS so you never miss a show. You can also find the video content on the YouTube channel and Instagram page. That will be Njabulo James on YouTube and njabulo.j.ngosi for Instagram. Please subscribe and follow on those platforms as well. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on the podcast platforms, or if you'd like to tell a friend about the show, that will help us out too. If you'd like more information about published or upcoming books, visit www.njabulojames.com for more information. Please reach out if you'd like to share what you would like to hear and which guests should be invited to the show. And remember, success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal, which means that you are doing what you have always wanted to do because it is aligned with your highest values, and this is the only way you can live a truly fulfilled life. Now just chill until the next episode.